moving.
Yeah.
Then if there was an old person in, we say, for instance, now in Wilshire's Lane, there are all these small houses too, and we say a member of the family, there was lots of old people in houses.
Mm-hmm.
And when they died, someone else that had a younger family and they were marriageable, and then they'd get the house for them. Excuse me. You'd have a person then, young married couple. That happened in lots of instances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which here now, down here we have a couple of families that live both in Slaughter's Lane and Wilshire's Lane. They grew up and they got houses in those areas, belonged to people that had died, and they were still paid, like to Coyley's now, and there's this Jew man that had the property as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm.
Then the house down at the foot of the hill there now on the street, that was, at the back of that now, was, there is a yard there presently. But away beyond that, leading up now, going through the flats, there was a big long garden, we used to call it, with a bit of ground. And my grandfather used to rent it from the Coileys for a shilling a year.
Mm.
So that'll tell you, mm-hmm. no, for a whole big bit of ground that would go from here across the road,
yeah.
you know? And they used to separate it. And my mother, God rest her, had at the top, like a concrete patch near the wall, no, up the bank. And she used to have hens. And I remember there was this Jew man. He used to come out every week for the eggs. Because my mum used to have me washing the eggs and
right.
cleaning up and have them all ready for them. And then butter the eggs. You'd have them all washed and cleaned.
Great service,
and then
is it?
Butter and rub the butter into the egg all over. And there'd be buttered eggs. And remember, the Jew man used to come out to me, mum, for the eggs.
Yeah.
And another pattern that was very common long ago. It was for all the world. No, I couldn't tell what nationality he was.
Mm.
There was a couple of them there. And they'd come around from house to house. And they'd have a suitcase about so big, so wide, about so deep.
Mm.
And he'd have all cushion covers, scarves, men's toys, all funny things,
mm.
all oriental colouring.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they didn't use coloured. No, but that they were not African, but they were Indian, but I don't know.
Mm. Mm.
They doesn't have the turbans in them, no, it
has. Yeah, yeah.
But he'd be selling these things, and you pay by the week for it. And he'd come every week to collect his money.
Yeah.
And he'd be made selling more things, made showing on things.
Would he,
you know, and like runners now for sideboards, like a long piece of cloth, we used to call them runners, like that cloth going over the television there, no, that's lace.
Oh,
mm-hmm. These now be fancy colouring ones, and he'd be selling them.
Yeah.
And he'd come, and he'd be buying, and he used to buy chickens off me, ma'am, too. And the Jew men used to buy chickens off me.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing, you know, like that was
yeah.
prominent.
Mm-hmm.